See, when I was a kid, during the summers, I sometimes spent the weekend at my buddy Tommy's house. We went to the same church and he had a pool, right? He also had a sister, cute, kind of shy. We sat down to dinner and there was an empty seat, so I tried to act all innocent. Where's Jenny? Oh, Jenny's fine, Mrs. Jones told me. Just having one of her spells. Don't you worry none about her. See, in my church, going to the doctor wasn't allowed. The apostle said the Lord had spilled his blood and was all the doctor we needed. We just had to pray for healing. Jesus would answer in his good time, but if things got serious, we were supposed to call the minister for an anointing. And the crazy thing is, I'm the one who said it. Shouldn't we call the pastor? Tommy kicked me under the table. Miss James looked hard at Mr. James. The chicken passed from one person to the other. Yes, I think we should. In fact, we should have called a long time ago.
Your pastor can't come over here every time that girl has a spell, woman. That's not what it's for.
Let the pastor say what it's for. That's not our place. Tommy kicked me again. It hurt.
Fine. Fine. Go on ahead. Call and interrupt the pastor's nice dinner just because Jenny's having one of her spells. Call him.
She did. A half hour later, pastor knocked on the door.
Carl? Betty, hello, boys.
Carl, what's wrong with your little girl?
Well, it's nothing, really. She just sometimes gets a shaking is all. She just shakes fit to bug all, and then she don't shake, and she's fine. Lots of people go through phases like that. Betty's making these mountains out of molehills. Pastor, can I get you some coffee? Betty, get the pastor some coffee.
The pastor took a piece of white cloth out of his vest pocket and a small vial of olive oil. He unfolded the cloth and smeared a little of the oil into it. We were both, me and Tommy, trying to disappear towards the basement when he stopped us.
Boys, the Lord's healing depends on the prayers of the faithful, so I'm going to need you to stay and pray with me.
I knew Tommy would have kicked me again, but I was standing too far away. Jenny came down the stairs then, wearing pink and blue pajamas, hair wild, eyes red. She looked surprised to see me, and I knew I wasn't supposed to be there. I wasn't supposed to see her like that, and I wanted to go home and leave these people to their trial. You could see it plain as day, her right arm twitching, sometimes her shoulder or leg. Miss James started to cry.
Baby, what is wrong with your arm? Why is your arm moving like that? Pastor, why is her arm moving like that?
That's not for me to know, Betty. We're just going to put this in the Lord's hands with the Lord's anointing.
He dabbed some more oil on the cloth and reached down to touch Jenny's head, and she growled. A low, steamy, throaty growl that shouldn't have come out of a girl's throat. Pastor snatched his hand back like he'd been bitten. Jenny's face tightened.
Don't touch me.
Jenny, you do not speak to the pastor like that.
It's not her, Betty. It's not her.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna need everybody to pray with me now. Get thee from this child, demon!
The growling grew louder, more angry.
Pastor, what's happening? What are you doing? What are you doing to my baby?
This child is possessed of an evil spirit, and I mean to send it back to the devil.
She's just a baby.
Jenny fell to the floor, both of her arms flailing.
Out, demon!
Pastor put the oil on her forehead, and she screamed as if it burned fire.
In the name of the King of Holiness and the name of the Father that brought light into this world, I command you out, demon, out, out of this child.
A rank stench as Jenny voided herself on the floor.
For thine is the kingdom and the glory and the power.
Jenny's eyes rolled back into her head. Her arms stopped spasming. Her eyes still white. She smiled.
Languid,
She spoke. This child is mine.
Pastor broke open his vial of oil and dunked it on her head. Ow! 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 This is a sanctified child, and you will not have her, demon. By the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of he who has died for us, you will not have her.
Jenny stretched tight, 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 like she was being pulled, and then sprung back into a fetal position.
Mama! Mama!
Mama's right here. Darling, Mama's right here. Everything's going to be all right. Isn't that, Pastor? Tell her everything's going to be all right.
Pastor didn't say anything. He was breathing heavy, pain, looking around the room. Miss Jones led Jenny upstairs. Mr. Jones followed him. Thank you so much for that, Pastor. Thank you. Pastor seemed unsteady as he departed the house. Don't stop praying, boys. Do not stop praying. The floor was covered in excrement and fluid and shards of broken glass. Tommy got some buckets and towels. I grabbed a mop. We stayed silent, each of us in our own heads, until Tommy shouted at me, "What are you doing? Whoa, 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 what are you doing? What? What?" Tommy pointed at my arm. I looked down. It was twitching.